how my travel story first tell about. And I was Tokyo to 3 years old. About. When I was too young, I can't remember many things. I remember I was surrounded by some women who are my mom's friends, mom's neighbors. My mom visited her neighbors and brought me, and I was surrounded with some women. Maybe they asked me some question like, "How old are you?" But I don't remember. I don't remember exactly anything. I was just sad and heard what they were talking. And when I was getting older, when I was preschooler, I liked to watch TV, especially KBS comedy program. KBS comedy program has very history. They have got power in comedy. So I enjoyed watching comedy program, and I practiced. Maybe I practiced some joke from when I was very young. So I watched it. I learned some jokes, and I practiced it to mom's neighbors. But I was too young. I didn't know the exact meaning and exact nuance, but I just learned and practiced them. So some jokes are very rude to people. So I didn't know the exact meaning. I just practiced them, and she was very embarrassed. So I talked to her when women gathered and they made kimchi. So I told her, why did you come to my house? Did you come to my house to eat kimchi or make kimchi? So she was very embarrassed. I didn't know the exact meaning. I just practiced. When I was too young, my mom and dad very fight each other, very fought. So if I had got more power, maybe I could beat them and depart. Don't fight any longer. So sometimes until now they sometimes fight. I just sit down and I don't care. And I was very interested in kindergarten. Kindergarten is very interesting place to me. But sometimes I avoided to go in the morning. I said to my mom, I don't want to go today. And I said to my mom some pretext, and I didn't want to go. In kindergarten, I sometimes cry. One of my friends break my lunch set on food. So I was very cry sometimes, and I peed in my pants one day. So my teacher cleaned it up. I took off my pants in front of my teacher. That's okay. I was too young. When I was too young, it's very popular role playing. We have a time role playing, like doctor and firefighter. So we practiced some role play. I was interested in doctor. So doctor was my dream until middle school, but now hospital is one of the disgusting places. I hate the hospital, but I really enjoy the doctor role playing. And when I was preschooler, I didn't know about what the birthday is, so I asked. I asked my parents, do you know about birthday? So I realized about birthday. So I asked, did you celebrate my birthday? And I was, when I didn't know about birthday. So after I know about birthday, I tried to ask them my party. And in kindergarten, I want to say some happening. One throaty friend chased me. It was very scary. He said, "Hey, play with me." He was very young, but her throaty is very scary to me because I was too young. In pre play time, he all spent his time chased me. "Hey, play with me." So I was very scared. I said, but my leg is running away. Well, I think now, around me there are some big person, and there are some isolated person, and I'm grown up, so I think now I should protect them and I can play with them, but I was too young, I didn't know, I was just scared. And after entering elementary school, I think I was a popular person to people. I didn't got power, so I didn't fight well, and I didn't do excellent. I did sports excellent. I'm not good at it. But some people like me. Whether it's true or not, I think so. Because I think, was I cute? Or because of my character? Some people like me. But I'm now over 20. And I want to start from just zero. And I just cleaned my mind and I want to start from zero. Okay. My childhood is interesting. Thank you.